And we're back, the TechNet Virtual Conference, live and direct to you, talking all things Windows. So thanks, Simon. Thanks, Brad, for all of that. I'm kind of filling in. Give Simon just a little bit of time for water. I mean, we do try to at least keep it civil around here. Hey, reminder, everybody, your chance to win is here. It's now. You can win a drone. You can win a phone. A drone and a phone. They plan that. They totally plan that. Make sure that you head out to Twitter. Use the hashtag TechNetVC. And go ahead and get yourself signed up. And also one thing else on the Twitter. This is fantastic. If you are sending us your pictures, we have seen some really cool stuff of where you are watching this from. In fact, we've actually sent our camera crew. Our camera crew has gone over to the social network, the social media kind of bullpen, the big conference room that we have of people watching. We are taking those pictures. We love what you are sending us, so continue to do that. Again, send us those pictures using the hashtag TechNetVC. I've seen people in conference rooms. I've seen people trying to get as many monitors or different monitors as possible there. People using VR technology, so that's kind of cool. All sorts of stuff. So get those pictures in, hashtag TechNetVC, and show us where you are watching and what you're watching from as well. So we've shown you the social media kind of lounge. We've got Sandeep is coming up next. More talk on EMS, on the Enterprise Management Systems, more talk on Windows coming up. And remember, we're back with you again tomorrow with even more great stuff where we're going to start talking more kind of the server cloud side with Mr. McSpirit. But for now, we're going to send you back into the other studio. We've got Sandeep ready to go. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, get those questions in and get those tweets in using the hashtag TechNetVC. Back to the other studio.
Hi, I'm Sandeep Rangarajan, Principal Program Manager in the Enterprise Client Management team within Microsoft's Cloud and Enterprise Division. I'm here to talk to you about Enterprise Mobility Management for Windows 10. The way people have worked has changed. More and more of the world's workforce is mobile. As you see here, some of the statistics we have gathered, 37% of the information workers access resources from a mobile device. North of 50% of the application traffic is email traffic, and specifically email traffic that comes from a mobile device. And lastly, more than almost two-thirds of the users actually use a single device for both personal and for work. The days of trying to use multiple devices for the productivity needs have essentially gone. And users are converging onto a single device. Today's enterprise mobility challenges are quite vast for enterprises today. They have multiple devices to help manage in their organizations, users bringing their own devices in, companies buying devices for task workers, and essentially devices potentially being sponsored by the organizations for end users in terms of stipends and things like that. So there's a range of different devices, device types. People are accessing from also unmanaged kiosks, and they need the ability to be productive on the go. They have a range of applications that they use at any particular time. These applications could be applications that where they're using it for both personal and for business use. They could be exclusively corporate apps, line of business applications. Lastly, the data associated with these applications is critical. In many cases, it's mission critical. Data should not be exfiltrated. And as the mobile threat landscape is changing, this is becoming a very important area of investment and a concern for enterprises today. Essentially, the beauty of the enterprise mobility suite, and actually I'll come to that in a moment. The one other important element here is around access control to corporate data. The traditional model has been built around corporate DMZ, and the DMZ essentially has been used as the mechanism of preventing access to corporate applications and corporate assets. But as more and more applications are moving to the cloud, there is a migration, there is a challenge that enterprises are facing around how do they manage the applications that are increasingly being cloud enabled and still be able to protect the data and protect the devices that are accessing these applications. So the traditional model of perimeter protection is something that is becoming less and less relevant in today's modern mobile landscape. The current reality, you've got a range of different devices accessing a range of different cloud applications, and in some cases accessing on-premises applications as well. And the enterprise IT has a big challenge around trying to manage the data, manage the access while keeping end users productive. So again, the challenge here is the perimeter cannot help protect data. And the solution for this is you need to have access control and data containment integrated natively inside of the applications, inside of the devices, and extended into the cloud. This is where Enterprise Mobility Suite comes in. EMS is made up of three aspects, three elements. You've got Azure Active Directory Premium, which essentially is used to unify, it's basically enables us to unify identity and provide a single identity layer for all of the devices, all of the applications, and all of the services that are being used inside of a within an enterprise organization. That's having that single corporate identity tied in to your existing Active Directory infrastructure and extended into Azure AD is essentially a very key element of ensuring that that we're able to deliver maximum productivity at the same time maximum protection. The second key aspect of this is Microsoft Intune and System Center Configuration Manager, essentially enabling full management of applications, devices, and data on devices and inside of a mobile environment. We are able to essentially help manage and protect corporate applications and data on almost any device, leveraging traditional mobile device management experiences, but in addition to that, mobile application management, where we no longer necessarily require devices to be enrolled into the organization, but rather we can just protect applications and data associated with only corporate applications, corporate accounts within individual applications. For example, I could have Outlook be able to protect just my Office 365 account with an Outlook, encrypt that, protect it using multi-factor auth, protect it using pins and passwords, while not necessarily touching the personal accounts, that my personal Outlook.com account that I may be accessing from my Outlook app. So that the multi-identity aspect of that is a key element of the story, and that's delivered through Intune. And thirdly, you've got the ability, the need to protect data when data is moving between users and between devices. For data in transit protection, RMS, Azure Rights Management System, is an important a part of that strategy, and that offers encryption. It offers a unified authorization model that goes through RMS and ensures that as files and data is transmitted over the wire, all of that data is encrypted end to end. All of this is essentially what makes up the Enterprise Mobility Suite. If you look at data protection in layers, you essentially have the first layer, which is Azure AD. Azure AD essentially provides access control. It provides multi-factor authentication. It provides single sign-on. And it does so across thousands of applications that participate in the Azure AD ecosystem. Secondly, you have Intune, which essentially secures the device, and it can actually secure the applications on the device. So it's device management, it's policy management, it's data containment within managed applications. Okay, and that's essentially what this is showing. You can manage the device, you can manage the apps, you can do both. And that really comes from the flexibility of our mobile device management and mobile application management capability. And thirdly, RMS, that essentially is really focused around protecting at the file level and protecting data in transit. So it's, and together that's, as I mentioned earlier, that's essentially, it constitutes what is the Enterprise Mobility Suite. It's a, and if you take this particular solution and compare it to industry, various different point solutions, you'll very quickly see this is the most efficient and the most complete mobility management suite in the industry. Conditional access control. I want to cover a little bit about conditional access. It's a very important part of the overall recommendation to enterprises out there around how they proactively secure and manage mobile access in their organizations. Conditional access essentially is a construct that prevents users from connecting to enterprise applications until and unless they're, they've gone through a check to validate that their devices are secure, are compliant. So we need to make sure devices are compliant before they get access to email, for example. And we Azure AD in this case is the control plane that enables conditional access enforcement in an organization. And Intune is the component that is driving that compliance capability, that compliance decision that enables the ultimate the end user to get connected and access the resources. So in this case, conditional access can be based upon a variety of user attributes, user identity, group memberships, and we can also enforce authentication strength like multi-factor auth as a requirement to get access to any cloud or on-premise resource. We could essentially enforce device-level policies that are driven through Intune and ConfigMan really to drive a compliance calculation. And based on a variety of different factors, and we're able to make a compliance calculation around whether a device should be able to connect or not. Thirdly, application. Based on business sensitivity, the type of data that's being accessed, we'll be able to make some decisions around providing access that way. And lastly, network location. Where is the device connecting from? Is it in a hotspot in China somewhere that may not be the most trusted location, and we need to be able to potentially throttle access and control the type of access that we want to provide. Perhaps it's a read-only type access versus allowing full-blown access to the native app. So those are sort of authorization controls that we have available through our control fabric. Mobile application management is a very, very important construct too. It allows us to maximize mobile productivity and protect corporate resources with Office apps. And it does so using multi-identity support. Multi-identity is a very important aspect of this. You want to use, your users want to be able to utilize a single application for both personal and for business use. You don't want to be in a situation where we're forcing end users to adapt to a new experience of using another email app that's containerized or something along those lines. And many of the competitive solutions use containers as a model to be able to separate personal and business. We don't believe in that fundamental strategy because we don't. You're forcing end users to adapt into a new way of using their device, and most users will not just do that. They'll use the apps the way they've always used it. And hence, what we have actually done is taken the most important productivity apps and enlightened them to be multi-identity aware. And these are apps that know, based on your user account that's being used to authenticate, we know whether this is a managed account or is it not. And we can then apply policies only on the set of managed accounts. And so that's essentially what mobile application management is all about, is enlightening applications so that they're able to, so that policy can be applied to the managed applications or managed accounts within those apps, and be able to manage all of that data. In the event that the user leaves the organization, you can easily wipe the corporate accounts within within Outlook, but preserve the personal accounts and never intrude in the personal experiences. So we want to be able to extend these capabilities to line of business applications as well. So we have tools to be able to secure line of business applications and make them fully MAM aware. And lastly, we want to be able to extend secure viewing of content using managed browser capabilities. And we have a managed browser. We have several viewers that you can use to be able to access protected content. So the idea here is you have a single native interface. You have a range of different applications. Some may be managed apps. Some may be personal apps. In this case, you just saw managed apps. These are potentially some personal apps on the device. And through Intune, we're able to deliver policies so that the managed applications are able to enforce certain set of data access policies and conditional access policies that will not be applicable for personal apps on a single, and this is great for bring your own devices. It is designed for bring your own devices in some ways. So we look at the enterprise mobility scenarios really spanning a range of different buckets. You've got unknown devices that are kiosk type machines that essentially are shared devices. They often tend to be unmanaged in many ways. So you want to be able to restrict what type of access you want to provide on those type of devices. So perhaps it's read-only type access. Get people productive, get people working on a vacation. I might be on a vacation in Iceland somewhere, and I go to a kiosk and I'm able to access my email and get some very important work done, but I can do that securely and not without compromising my organization. I may have a personal device that I want to bring in and enroll, but it is a trusted device, so it may be acceptable to organizations to want to enable full managed app type access like we showed you earlier, where you enable full Outlook or Word or Excel, or having them be able to utilize managed line of business apps. Those may be things that we look at enabling. In some cases, it may be acceptable to use a personal app and enroll it for management as well, which many organizations have done, using more of a traditional MDM model. Thirdly, you've got managed devices, which are really where this is where devices get fully enrolled into the organization. They get VPN profiles and Wi-Fi profiles. Line of business applications get delivered to these devices. These tend to be much more managed scenarios, generally aligned with corporate provided phones, for example, in this case. And then shared devices are more about task workers. These are devices that are truly shared. They tend to be used in manufacturing facilities, in retail environments. And you want to be able to apply pretty much a consistent set of applications, a consistent set of policies on all of these devices. There's Intune has tremendous capability around this area, as what we call bulk enrollment of devices. So you look at what are the different deployment models for Intune? You essentially have Intune that can be deployed in a cloud-only configuration. Intune itself is a cloud service. It is our user interface is something that can be purely cloud only. We also have the ability of integrating with Configuration Manager as an on-premise UI experience as well. So what you see on the left-hand side is the cloud service, the cloud UI, and modern devices being enrolled against these against Intune. These tend to be iOS, Android, Windows devices using an MDM style interface, a mobile device management interface. On the right-hand side, you're seeing essentially your configuration manager console. That is a on-premise console that has been extended to support Microsoft Intune service in the cloud. And that's essentially what we call a hybrid configuration. And then the user experience in this case is one single pane of glass that is used to manage your PCs as well as your modern devices, your tablets, your phones, et cetera. In organizations where devices may not even have access to the internet, you could do native mobile device management integration directly against Configuration Manager. And this is a new capability we've added with SACM 1511. There was a question around what benefits are there around SCCM 1511. There's a bunch of, so one of the key benefits is around the MDM interface within SCCM, where you can actually have kiosk machines be integrated into SCCM console without necessarily relying on Intune. This is where you have devices that are being used in retail point of sale without internet connectivity. You want to be able to enroll them against SCCM. We can do that. There's a bunch of very deep Windows servicing integration capability within SCCM 1511 as well. So Windows as a service has become a very, very important part of how SCCM is designed around and kind of how SCCM enables Windows as a service to be successful. And so there's some capability around that. And we've also moved to a more modern and an active release model with SCCM. And you'll see some of that shortly. So I want to continue just talk about a few case studies. This is a case study of a customer that has actually taken Intune and they've used it to be able to provide conditional access for Outlook and based on device compliance. So based on devices being enrolled on iOS devices, they are enrolled and managed and compliant, they're able to now provide access to Office 365. The next scenario in this case is a global natural services, a natural resources company. They essentially have deployed some line of business applications. They've integrated the Intune SDK as part of that. And so they've wrapped their applications with the Intune app wrapper, and they've actually protected their data within those line of business applications using our MAM offering. The third scenario here, you essentially have a global enterprise that has really used Intune to secure access to Office 365 and actually is Exchange on-prem as well. So it's a hybrid environment. They've also they've really enabled certain capabilities based on a variety of different factors. If it's a SCCM managed device, they tend to be, they're allowing broader access on the, across web applications, mobile apps, and desktop. But if it's a unmanaged machine, they're restricted access just to a specific set of managed applications. So it's really kind of showing a spectrum of access that we've been able to enable and provide based on the device type that is connecting into the organization. So I want to talk a little bit about Windows 10 here and kind of transition to Win 10. Win 10, as many of you know, has been built with four key kind of pillars. One is protection against modern security threats. Security is at the heart of how Windows was designed. And you've seen many of the presentations today that have actually covered some of that from my colleagues this morning. And we continue to make some significant investment in the security area for Windows 10. Second, Windows 10 is now in active release that keeps updating on a regular cadence. We are enabling, it's managed for continuous innovation, essentially. So we are, it's now called Windows as a Service. We are releasing on a specific cadence. We also, the objective is to make sure that customers get up to date and stay up to date with security patches, with new features, with new capabilities, and ultimately generate the maximum amount of value that they can from Windows. It is a very important part of where we're taking Windows into the future. Third is around productivity improvements. So there's a bunch of new capabilities and experiences we've enabled around Windows 10, specifically, and a lot of it actually coming from the standpoint we have a single core, single Windows core that now can enable a bunch of different new device form factors and device categories, and so now we're there. That allows for a single store across apps, that allows for a single development environment across applications. There's a bunch of great benefits that have come from that. One very interesting use case is around taking a phone and having it behave differently through a feature called Continuum, and that's a wonderful productivity feature, especially so you plug your phone into a dock and all of a sudden it becomes a PC. And that's a great feature for emerging markets where people necessarily may not be able to afford $1,000+ PCs or $500 PCs, but they want a phone. They have a phone, they want to use it as a PC, they can do so with Continuum. So some really exciting new features there. And lastly, around innovative devices for your business. So we support a variety of different devices. Windows, of course, has expanded the device lineup with new devices in holographic area and Surface Hub, et cetera. So we've got some really great support there. If you look at the actual, we've also now, within Windows 10, we've built in a mobile device management stack across all PCs, across every device, PCs, phones, tablets, IoT devices, all of them now can be managed using a modern MDM capability. It is designed around being a bit more lightweight than the traditional group policy constructs or full client management constructs that existed. We don't necessarily see MDM as being a complete replacement to domain join, but it is an augmentation. And it's very complementary. So where you have potentially new devices that are being used for specific use cases and scenarios, we can deploy. You can use it, tools like Intune to be able to enroll and manage these devices using MDM. And you don't necessarily need to domain join these devices. So I want to talk a little bit about what are the different Windows 10 experiences that we enable with EMS. We can enable organizations to simplify deployment with new capabilities that were introduced in Windows 10. Azure AD Join is one of the core capabilities that came in Windows 10. It enables the ability for Intune to actually auto-enroll users. So when a user gets a device for the very first time, they go into the out-of-box experience, and then they have the option of doing a auto-enrollment from within UBI against Azure AD, and then when they do that, they get auto-enrolled into the MDM, and I'll show you a demo of that shortly. Then we've got some other features listed here, but you also have the ability of delivering provisioning packages. Provisioning packages enable the administrator to create these very slim bootstrap packages that can be generated from Configuration Management Console, ConfigMan Console, and then this can bootstrap Wi-Fi connectivity, lifeline profiles. We can bootstrap basic set of credentials that may be used to connect a set of task worker devices to a common shared account on Intune. And then once you do that, you apply these packages, then the enrollment is bootstrapped, and then the rest of the policies come down automatically. So provisioning batches is a very interesting feature for bulk enrollment scenarios. And in-place upgrade for Windows 10, this is a huge thing, right? Where you essentially are doing a full in-place upgrade of existing Windows 7 machines to Windows 10. And we have made that a very, very great, clean experience. And it's configuration manager has actually been used in MSIT to upgrade all of our devices at scale. And these are hundreds of thousands of devices now that have been upgraded to Windows 10, thanks to configuration manager. Secondly, when you look at configuring Windows 10, we've got a bunch of new capabilities within Intune and SCCM. We have expanded MDM settings, so there's a bunch of new settings that we have added in to our main console in our management tools. We have per app VPN capability, and in general, we have a bunch of new capability around the VPN area. There's a question around, would we need to load both an Intune agent and an SCCM agent on computers if we wanted to use Intune for patching? No, I think then we should take that offline, but really we look at, you're making a choice either to use into the built-in MDM agent, right? The mobile device management agent within the device. There is no Intune, in the MDM path, there is no Intune client installed on these mobile devices. We do have a PC agent flavor, which is different, but the mainstream MDM-based management does not require an Intune client on the device. We're able to we use the built-in MDM agent that's already there on Windows 10 devices. So it's built into the OS. We use that to enroll into management and build a management association. And as far as patching is concerned, there is no patch management capability on Intune for mobile devices. We are leveraging Windows Update for Business, and Windows Update for Business has a bunch of controls around deferral, update deferrals and things like that. If you really want full patch management, you want to go down the SCCM approach, SCCM full client management. That gives you the full patch management capability. But yeah, on the Windows side, on the MDM side and Intune side, we really are trying to align with Windows Update for Business, which provides granular update controls, but it's more about controlling deferral, rings and deferral of updates. Especially with the current branch for business, which is a set of rings that allow enterprises to adopt new updates at a later cadence than consumers. So if there's any further questions, we can certainly on that front we can talk offline. So continuing on configuring Windows 10, you've got per app VPN. We've covered that. But we support a bunch of new triggering options with VPN within Intune and SCCM. We've got Passport, and I'll show you guys in a little bit stuff around specifically around Passport. But we have full support for Passport today. Windows Universal and Universal apps and Win32 apps. We certainly have deep integration with Windows Store for Business at this stage. So all of that is built into Intune as well. You can do both. What we call offline apps. So you can download the app binary with the license file from the store once you have transacted and you purchased it from Windows Store, and then integrate that and upload that into the Intune console or into Software Center, and then deliver that to devices upon enrollment. So that functionality exists. We also have online support where we, in the Intune Cloud case, where your devices are internet facing, they have access to the store. We can deliver the app and then they can download the license from the store. Lastly, custom policies. Wherever we don't have any UI, these settings, enumerated in the UI, we have the capability to enable them using custom policies, pretty much on day zero in most cases. There may be a small class of actions that may not be possible with custom policies, but most other settings are absolutely doable with custom policy. So we should never be in a situation where we are completely, where we are totally dependent upon having features in the UI. We could do stuff through custom UI as well. Thirdly, managing and protecting. So we have a bunch of security features that we've enabled in Intune, Intune and CCM. EDP, which is a new feature that has been in preview and is coming later this year, enterprise data protection. So we have preview level support for that. RMS integration for securing shared document and files. This is tied into enterprise data protection. Device guard and app locker policies. We've got capabilities around that, around enabling these capabilities, and we'll go into more details there. Advanced conditional access policies, especially around device health attestation. This capability does exist in our UI. And lastly, selective wipe. This is a very popular feature when it comes to Windows 10 devices, being able to wipe devices when users leave their organizations. This is one of the common features we get based on MDM. Lastly, really one of the key differentiators we see with Intune is the fact that we have a single unified console for both for PC management and mobile management together in one place. This enables us to provide all of the deep servicing needs for PCs in an organization. At the same time, allows organizations to really transition from older versions of Windows to Windows 10, right? We and then they can onboard to the cloud whenever they feel comfortable. They don't need to jump to the cloud right away. They can onboard to the cloud whenever they're comfortable, at the pace that they're comfortable. So the unified device management is a very, very key part of our story. When you look at the management stacks, we've got both a conventional stack and a modern stack with respect to MDM. The conventional stack is more of a PC management, a PC agent that sits on the device, and that's what's used for us to be able to establish a management association. That's the SCCM style management. We also have modern management, which really leverages the lightweight kind of agentless model that we have talked about so far. In both cases, what we have really done is we've taken the most important set of settings that were there, that were being used with full PC management and agent-based management, and we've really the Windows 10 stack has incorporated those settings into the OS, so that we've minimized we've tried to hit on all of the mainstream scenarios, and we'll continue to push the envelope there over time. There's a question about what makes most sense for a deploy from a deployment perspective: deploying EMS Intune on their own or deploying at the same time as Win10. You can totally deploy EMS Intune on its own, based on the fact that you may want to enable cross-platform management of iOS, Android, Mac devices. We support all of those platforms today. We support your existing Windows 8 machines as well. Or Windows Phone devices, if you have cross-platform needs and you have mobility management needs today, you should go ahead and look at deploying EMS and Intune. Also, if you have needs around conditional access and mobile application management, go ahead and deploy Intune and EMS for that as well. And then as you start migrating to Windows 10, you can start bringing in additional Windows 10 devices into the mix. And yes, we do support Mac OS OS 10 management already as of today. So Intune supports basic enrollment and basic management of Mac OS devices. Okay. I just want to make a quick note here that we have a range of first party device support now within the platform. So pretty much all of the new flavors of Windows 10 machines that are out there, devices, we support those. Out of the box. So I wanted to now move into how do we think about getting to Windows 10? Traditionally, we've looked at it as, hey, you need to do a full-blown device refresh. And those are great when you're trying to have the infrastructure to be able to do image management, and you need to move and rebuild machines to UEFI and get to secure boot. Those are great approaches to follow, but they're also pretty cumbersome, and they tend to be somewhat costly. Then the improved experience that came along the way was the ability to just upgrade, do in-place upgrades, and really let Windows and Configuration Manager do the work here to upgrade devices. This capability, I would say, is going to be the most common in organizations today. But I would say that there are the new capabilities around Windows 10 that have come out that really make it interesting when you're looking at brand new off-the-shelf devices that you want to bring into the organization and you want to bring them into management. I would say the big aspect of the key point there is around user provisioning and users having the ability of doing out-of-box Azure AD join and getting to Windows 10 that way. So we really look at how do we deploy and manage Windows 10. Really, I think there's two ways we think about it. One is you can upgrade to Windows 10 with Configuration Manager if you already have existing Windows 7, 8, 8.1 devices. And then and we preserve all of the apps and all of the configuration related to your existing Windows devices. I'm just going to go ahead and turn this off here. And then the second aspect of this is if you get new Windows 10 devices and you want to be able to get them up and running out of the box and establish that management association, this is where you can use Azure AD with auto enrollment of Intune, get devices into management, get policies to these devices, get them enrolled, and be up and running very quickly. I'm going to skip through this slide, but I just wanted to highlight here within Microsoft IT, we have leveraged Configuration Manager at scale to do a Windows 10 deployment at scale across hundreds of thousands of devices, PCs as well as mobile devices. And we've been it was a very smooth experience, and this is the strength of ConfigMan in all of your organizations. Let's jump to Azure AD Join for Windows 10. Azure AD Join really makes it possible to connect your devices to Azure AD and get it into management very, very quickly. You get into an auto enrollment as part of that, right? When you do an Azure AD join, I'll show you a demo here shortly. You get the ability of enforcing compliance policies. So you'll be able to enforce multi-factor auth and conditional access and force PIN and password policy down to these devices, so you're able to before you enable the access. So you're able to really control that level of access through Azure AD being that control plane. Thirdly, single sign-on. So once you authenticate to Azure AD, you actually get single sign-on to all of the different applications that federate with AD as well for authentication. So, and we have thousands of those apps, so which is really an awesome capability. You're really able to do that because it uses SAML and it uses open APIs, open platforms to be able to enable that federated identity. And lastly, AD ties beautifully into an Active Directory infrastructure. There are a few questions have come in. Using Azure AD Join, is it possible to enroll the device, but have the device be able to share, to be shared? Using Azure AD Join, well, let me think about it. No, in Azure AD Join, bulk enrollment is not going to be a common scenario that can be easily enabled. You have to have a unique account in that scenario. So you would have to, in the scenario around laptops in a classroom, they're really shared devices with common user accounts. I would just use simple MDM enrollment, bulk enrollment capability there. Okay. I'm going to switch gears for a moment, and I'm going to just do a quick demo, and we'll come back to. Come back to the presentation. So what you're seeing here is my phone, and I'm going to go ahead and just do a. I want to see if my Wi-Fi is working. Let's get onto Wi-Fi. Let's see here. Actually, my device is not connected to Wi-Fi at the moment, so I'm gonna skip this and come back in. I'll demo this right at the end of the presentation. I'm just gonna set that up so that I can come back to it in a moment. Set it later. Okay, so I'll come back to that in a moment. Going to enterprise data protection for Windows 10. Enterprise data protection is basically the capability that we've introduced around securing applications, data, and containing them within specific networks and specific destinations that they connect to. And I think you've probably have seen a presentation on this earlier today, but we have the ability of essentially configuring and managing EDP policies with Intune and ConfigMan. All right, just let me quickly set this up and then there we go. I think it's okay. Actually, I should be able to just do the demo here. All right. Okay, so I was able to get into the device, and my Wi-Fi did connect eventually. So right now you'll see that I'm connected to MSFT Open, which is our open network. I'm going to go ahead and sign into my Azure Active Directory. And so let's go ahead and set, let's do add a work or school account. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and log in. Okay, so sorry, long password, but I'm going to go ahead and authenticate. Okay, let's try it again. I'm going to try it one more time, and then let's try. Okay, I think there's something maybe happening with the service, but let's come back to that, guys. Sorry about the demo gods are not with us today, but let's continue. So I want to get back to EDP. EDP, we have full support to be able to configure and manage EDP policies with Intune ConfigMan and Azure Rights Management. We are able to separate personal and corporate data with EDP so that individual applications that are considered managed, we are able to protect all of the data associated with those applications. We're able to control what type of app access is enabled within these, specifically around copy paste protection and things like that. And we are able to protect data at rest. So all of the whenever you define a managed application, all of the data associated with that app is protected, is encrypted on the device. So all of that data at rest is secure. And then through Azure Rights Management, we are able to secure data in transit through Azure Rights Management being leveraged for that data in transit when data leaves a device and goes to another user or goes between devices. So again, let me just summarize. EDP is really all about protecting data on the device, creating a boundary around around the applications and its data, and then enabling application level controls around data lifecycle, copy paste protection, auditing, things like that. When the data leaves the device, that's really all about Azure Rights Management kicking in and protecting the data in transit. Okay, and we're able to bootstrap all of that configuration through Intune. So Intune today has deep EDP support, and we are actively engaged with early TAP customers on this capability. The feature is in preview on Intune. And really, we're, you know, there's four levels of protection modes here. There's blocking, there's overriding. So you can block copy, you know, application data sharing events. You could kind of override, the end user can audit and override. You can do a silent audit, and you can also just allow sharing in general. So it really depends on what type of policy you want to create and who do you want to target that to. Then you have the ability of creating those domains, creating those the set of networks that you want to contain the data around. You'll see that in Intune here on the left-hand side, you'll see enterprise data protection will be a top-level policy. There's a question around, are there features that I can only use with Intune and not with other MDM tools? The answer is there are. It's specific features that are unique to Intune. There are differentiations for Intune. Conditional access is a key feature. Secondly, mobile application management without enrollment. The MAM, in general, our entire strategy around mobile application management using multi-identity. Those are unique capabilities that are only specific to Intune and EMS. So then we continue to add more and more differentiation in the security area as well. And you'll see some of that later through the course of the year. Conditional access with Windows device health attestation. This is all about when a user tries to access Office, we are able to participate in the device health attestation collaboration, where Office goes and checks that user's compliance in Azure Active Directory, and they see that, hey, the user is not compliant. Office will then ask the end user, hey, I need you to become compliant. End user then enrolls into Intune. That's the typical conditional access workflow, and when they enroll into Intune, they're also, at that point, Intune is then able to go and check what is the user's health attestation blob look like. What's the security posture of that particular device through the health attestation service? We are then able to get that information, and through that, we're able to set that the device is compliant and should be able to access Office. And so through that flow, the end user is able to get access once the device is fully patched. It's got a firewall enabled. It has an AV enabled. All these different elements have to be in place before they get compliant. So device health attestation is a first class experience we have in Intune as well. With respect to device health attestation, the policy looks something similar to this, where we essentially have required devices to be reported as healthy via the health attestation service before they get into the application. And so this is essentially just a couple of screenshots around this. Let me switch gears. I did want to talk a little bit about just a summary here. We have a new end user portal on SCCM for applications, and we have a bunch of kind of deep integration that we have done with Windows Store for offline apps, for online apps, and also we have the ability of delivering line of business apps through Intune as well. I'm going to switch gears and just show you guys the admin UI before we get into the service itself, before we break. We have a few minutes left. Okay, so I'm just going to log into the admin console. Uh, You'll see here that my demo tenant came up. So once I log in, service is loading. I just want to walk you through a couple of screens, and then we'll close. So if you go to admin, we have Passport for Work policies under Windows. We have Passport for Work, so we have first class ability to enable Passport for Work containers on devices. You can say you can require the TPM, you can prefer the TPM, set up the pin lengths, all of the other associated settings for Passport for Work. So that's set up over here. If we go back to, there's a couple of reports that are interesting. The health attestation report. This is where you can go in and select, hey, here are the, show me all of the data points for the for my devices across my tenant or across specific groups, and how are what you know how are they doing, right? And that's essentially, you can also see some macOS reports as well. For I think there's a question earlier about macOS support, so we have that capability in the service today. As far as policies are concerned, if you go and do an add policy here, I want to just walk you through Windows 10. You'll see enterprise data protection is one of the elements in the service. So you can go in and set up enterprise data protection policies right here. We can also go in and set up general configuration policies. And when you do that, you'll see a bunch of new new capabilities that we've added in. Password policies for Windows 10 devices, encryption, system settings, for example, screen capture and other types of system policies. Cloud synchronization, do we want to enable Microsoft account or not, and other related capabilities. There were a bunch of new capabilities around Edge, which we've added in. So Edge management for the new Edge browser, which is great for customers to try out. Device capabilities, do you have access to the store or not? That's another common one that people use. Hardware capabilities around controlling camera, location, Wi-Fi, any of those things are enabled here. And again, some of the features around the device in general, Cortana, behavior of Cortana. So a bunch of new capabilities around this. So that's pretty much the I wanted to give you a quick walkthrough. And I guess the one last thing here is around, if you look at the device groups, you will see that now Windows 10 shows up as a top level kind of operating system. The inventory views are all enlightened with Windows 10 now as well. So far today we covered some key. We gave you an overview of EMS. You got an overview of mobile application management and our support there across iOS, Android, and Windows. And then we covered conditional access as well. And then some of the Windows 10 specific capabilities around Azure Active Directory Join and EDP, device health attestation, and then a couple of walkthroughs of where you set those up in the console. If you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out. And thank you very much.
Cool. Hey, welcome back. That was an amazing session from Sandeep, and Sandeep is just going to come around into our little side studio here so that we can talk about some of the questions that he wasn't able to answer during the course of the session. You folks asked a whole load of really amazing questions during that, and I'm going to ask Sandeep some of those questions and also ask him to drill into some of those topics and repeat some of the things that he mentioned over the course of the last hour, because there was a lot of ground covered inside of that session. One of the things that I just want to point out while we're waiting for Sandeep to have the chance to get into the room is that you can obviously keep talking to us on hashtag TechNetVC inside of the Twitters there, and you can keep the questions coming in through the Channel 9 chat. There's been lots and lots of really great questions coming in. But whilst Sandeep's just getting himself resituated back in the room, I thought I'd just do a few little shout-outs to some of the folks that have been talking to us over on the Twitters. We can see that a few questions from Tim Hobson. I'll try and ask those questions around the pipe and the speed of the network you need in order to make some of these things happen. But also, there's been some pretty cool things here, people sharing photographs of their Microsoft band, showing us the various places where they've been watching from. Daryl, thank you very much for showing us that you're actually watching the conference on about 7 screens inside of your meeting room there. Pretty impressive stuff, one of those being one of your office projectors. John McGill, you've been showing us that you're, I think, watching this from your home office. You might want to just move that lamp slightly further away from your wall there. It looks like it might be a slight fire hazard, so just be a little careful there. Maybe drop an LED bulb in there to make it a little bit less hot and make that just work for you a little bit. Sunny, thank you very much for doing that session. You covered a whole load of ground during the course of that. Can you give us like a 2-minute recap?
Absolutely. So I just want to summarize that Enterprise Mobility Suite is a capability that, again, really includes identity correlation through Azure Active Directory Premium, where all of the identity is tied into the single corporate user account across applications, across devices, and across services. Intune is able to provide mobile application management capability where we can manage the application, we can manage the device, and all aspects of that device and everything in between, and ensure that these devices are compliant to corporate security policy before they get access to productivity resources like Office 365, mm-hmm. and thirdly, Azure RMS is a core part of protecting our data in transit, all of this is essentially built around providing, with respect to Windows 10, providing the best management story for Windows 10 with our configuration manager providing PC management, which is now deployed in 90%+ of the organizations.
Yeah.
With Intune, together, really, we have a great story for Windows 10, PCs, mobile, and all of the new devices coming out.
Yeah, and actually, it's a kind of interesting thing. Brad just tweeted a couple of seconds ago that on 1602 ConfigMan, we have more than just about 8 customers are now running over 500,000 devices,
right.
which is pretty amazing.
That's
I mean,
right.
that kind of scale
Absolutely.
is pretty impressive.
And that's
stuff.
A huge asset for us because we learn a lot from that too.
Yeah.
With our configuration manager and our customers, they tend to be a lot of the same customers that are now good looking at mobile. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at, hey, how do I transition from this to mobile? And how can Microsoft help with Intune and other and EMS?
Yeah.
And this is where the EMS and SCCM together work really well.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I really find fascinating about what this team has done with our approach to being able to manage mobile in Windows 10 is the fact that we've actually taken 20 years worth of learning on how to deploy applications, on
That's
how
right.
to manage
That's right.
services, and how
That's
to manage
right.
devices, and brought that forward into
That's
this
right.
new way of managing devices, which is a pretty amazing feat
That's
to
right.
be in that position.
And in fact, we actually are taking some of the learnings we have and the telemetry we have and even share that out to Windows team.
Yeah.
Windows team is learning from that too.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does help us to pull the information together and build a better product. So a few questions that came in during the course of the session.
Sure.
You answered a bunch while you're in there, but
there
was a lot more. You generated tons.
Yeah.
So here's one from Martin. Does the new MDM service support and align with legacy devices or a mix of iOS, Android, and Windows devices?
Yes. So our MDM today is cross-platform, so mm-hmm. we support iOS, Android, Windows, Android for Work, and Knox, and all the different flavors of management. Windows, of course, with Windows 10, Mac OS, and mm-hmm. so we have support across OS. And as far as legacy devices are concerned, we do have a PC, a agent-based management story for Intune, but we tend to really align agent-based management deeply with SCCM. SCCM is really our legacy PC management, mm-hmm. And we really are trying to move customers, when they think about Intune, we're trying to move them into the modern MDM way of management.
Yeah.
That uses the built-in MDM agent that's built into Windows 10.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason that we're going that route is that by having the agent built into the operating system, it's one less thing that IT have to
That's
manage.
Right.
They don't have
deploy.
To go and deploy that
That's
piece
right.
of software, which takes a huge
exactly.
management burden off their
exactly
their hands.
Right.
Question from Jeff. For an organization that's just starting out with mobile device management, and they're already using ConfigMan internally, they're looking for a better way to manage BYOD devices and non-domain joined devices. Is EMS the way to go? Or Intune is the...
I would say EMS is definitely the way to go. EMS, I mean, if you think about most of what customers buy today, they, identity is a core aspect of everything that you do in the organization. Mm-hmm. It's at the center of your application, your Office 365 experience, at the center of your device management experiences and application management experiences. It's in the center of your service-to-service collaboration story as well. So I think EMS is absolutely the way to go. And through EMS, Intune has multiple offerings that align with BYOD. More and more what we're seeing out there is customers are not wanting to fully enroll devices, but they want a quick and easy way of securing access to email, to Office, to Adobe and all these productivity apps, and the mobile application management is perfectly designed to do that.
Yeah.
We are protecting the app, and we're protecting the managed account within these apps, because the apps are multi-identity aware. They support both the personal and the business account. And when it comes to the business account, those are the only ones that we manage and we don't touch the personal accounts. Yeah. So that's a really great BYOD story.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's also important that folks realize that products like Intune and EMS are not just for managing BYOD. They also do an amazing job of managing the corporate-owned
assets
as well.
Absolutely,
and in fact,
right.
Intune actually makes a distinction between a corporate-owned asset and a personally-owned asset.
Right.
You can even upload a list of IMEI numbers and have that be list of corporate-owned assets.
DEP integration is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely,
on iOS.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't know what DEP is the ability to connect up Intune to Apple, and then when you order devices from Apple, they'll come pre-shipped, configured to talk to Intune, which is a pretty amazing set of features.
That's right.
So we fully integrate with that, like many of the other MDMs do as well. So
pretty
cool stuff. We've had a question from Josh S. I'm guessing, just the way this is worded, he's probably in education. Will Intune be able to replace other OS X, iOS, MDM, MAM solutions that might be on the market? And I'm not going to say which solutions those are that he's actually listed there, but I think
The answer is yes.
Can do that today.
Absolutely, we can do that today. I think it really comes down to what are the requirements, and it'll be important to understand. You know, if you look at typical enterprise requirements, we are absolutely replacing other MDM solutions today.
Yeah.
And that's actively happening. Customers come to us always saying, hey, if you're using some MDM here, we were a good shop or whatever, and we're really looking to go to EMS. Mm-hmm. And EMS brings a certain amount of value that you just cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you look at the numbers and you're going to try and build up the capabilities you've got inside of EMS, you actually end up having to go to multiple different vendors who have part of the solution, one point of that product, and then you bring those together, and the cost at the end of it becomes more. Yeah,
A fifth or a tenth of the cost.
Yeah, yeah, it becomes very cost prohibitive to do it in other options, and particularly if you're in education, there is special education pricing for EMS as well.
That's right.
So that could be potentially a really great place to be.
That's right.
Doug's asked a question. I always love it whenever we get this question around EMS. How do we stay update with the new features that are coming along for EMS? I'm going to answer that one if I can.
Yeah, why don't you go for it?
Because it's one thing that's very dear to my heart. One of the greatest ways that you can do that, obviously, follow the blogs. So the blogs you want to follow for this kind of thing are the Azure AD blog, Brad Anderson's blog in the cloud, and also probably the Intune blog for the product information as well. But also here on Channel 9, we have shows like the Azure Active Directory and Identity Show, where every month, just before we get to the releases that are going to come from the Azure Active Directory team, I sit down with them, we go through and we record a video that's going to help you to understand what's coming. So we just announced earlier this week Azure Active Directory Identity Protection, and that actually becomes available today, so that anybody can get access to that through Azure AD. And also, there's the show I do really regularly with Brad, which is the Endpoint Zone, where we talk about everything that's happened inside of the enterprise mobility space in the course of the last month. Therefore, it is a monthly show. And we've also got lots and lots of technical training on Microsoft Virtual Academy that you can go through and learn all the ins and outs of every single piece of software. Sandy, thank you very much for coming along and joining us today.
Thank you.
We're going to move into our final segment of the show, which is going to be with two guys who I think you'll probably appreciate. The first is Paul Thurrott. You may have heard of Paul. He's produced more than one or two books on various versions of Windows, lots of things talking about the secrets of the operating systems, but also joining Paul is Brad Sams from Petri, so that they can explain some of the things that have happened in Windows 10 and give you some of their top 10 features in Windows 10 so that you can get right inside those things. However, before we get there, just like we have for all of the other sessions throughout the day, there is a specific, unique question for their session, and and you'll be able to answer that question. We'll tweet out what that question is during the course of the session. So we're going to hand over to the other room with Paul and Brad Sams.
Have them